Help to develop more motivation. We all need to be motivated. We all need sufficient motivation to carry us through the day. Some people lack motivation. You see him, the demotivated man, drifting into work a bit late and drifting around the office with no sense of enthusiasm, and later, you see him, a bit early, drifting off towards home. The poor man, he seems to have no sense of joy, no sense of enthusiasm, no sense of motivation. Other people do seem to have abundant motivation and enthusiasm. These are the people who you see in the early morning, out running, in the rain, before they go to work. Some of these people are older, they are in their 40s and 50s, and they still have that spark of energy that causes them to be forever moving forward, striving towards some personal goal. They seem to be working to achieve something. The demotivated person privately bemoans the fact that he does not have the same level of motivation and may cynically take the mickey out of the highly motivated man.
Look at that idiot, running in the rain. A man of his age should know better.
Why are some people motivated and some not? Question: if you are not currently feeling very motivated, how could you manufacture some additional motivation? Here are some suggestions. To create more motivation, set a definite goal and be clear on the reasons why you want it. Motivation comes from having two things: a definite goal and a reason why it is important to you. The starting point of all motivation is a goal. If you are motivated, it is because you want to achieve some kind of goal. The goal could be a positive goal or a negative goal. A positive goal is a goal to achieve some kind of pleasurable outcome. For example, winning a race, or climbing a mountain, or achieve a certain salary increase, or lift a certain weight. That kind of thing. A negative goal is to rid yourself of a negative circumstance, to lose some excess fat, to get out of a bad living condition, to get away from a painful state of affairs, to regain your health after an illness, to regain your confidence after a knockback, to get back on your feet after a knockdown. That kind of thing. Goals are the starting point of motivation because motivation requires a motive. Without a clear motive, there can be no motivation. First recommendation: set some goals. Tonight, get a pen and a pad and spend some time writing out two kinds of goals. Positive goals: what do you want to achieve in the next 6 months? Negative goals: what painful situation do you want to be rid of within the next 6 months? Second recommendation: write out why the goals are important. Now you have a goals list, you need to be clear on why each goal is important. Your level of motivation will be in direct proportion to the level of importance that you place on the goal. If the goal seems to you to be not important, then you won't act. If the goal seems to you to be very important, then you will act. Demotivated people either have no goals or their goals are not linked to any sense of burning importance. You need to make your goals really matter to you, personally. You do that by thinking, writing out all the reasons why this goal really matters. The more reasons, and the more important you make the reasons, the more motivated you will feel to swing into action. Second recommendation is to make a list, and become clear on why each goal is important. Third part to developing more motivation: you need a practical way of achieving the goal. You need to write a plan. One reason why some people are demotivated is that they can't see no way of achieving their goal. They have no plan of action. So they take no action. It is vital that you take the next step, sit down again with another pad of paper, and figure out everything that you can do to at least start moving towards the goal. Notice my wording in capitals above. You do not need to know the full and exact method by which to achieve the goal. You don't need the whole answer. You don't need to know how to do it all. All you need is a plan that will tell you how to start moving in the direction of your goal. The additional information that you need to complete the goal will come into view as you begin to make progress forward. You don't need to know it all to make a good start. You can make a good start without having all the answers. Don't wait until you have all the answers to all your questions before you start to make movements towards the achievement of your goals. If you do wait for all the answers to all possible problems and questions to be answered before you start, then you will never start. Be prepared to act in the face of uncertain and incomplete knowledge. Fourth recommendation for motivation, be courageous enough to act in the face of uncertain and incomplete knowledge. Summary. We all need to be motivated. We all need sufficient motivation to carry us through the day. 1. Set some goals. Positive goals, what do you want to achieve in the next 6 months? Negative goals, what painful situation do you want to be rid of within the next 6 months? Write out why the goals are important. You need a way of achieving the goal. You need to write a plan. 4. Be courageous enough to act in the face of uncertain and incomplete knowledge. Thank you.